The holiday season in Skagway tends to bring out the festive spirit. This Thanksgiving weekend, the town is hosting a 5K race, a toy swap, and a shop local program. I talked with the Skagway Visitors Department's Wendy Anderson for a breakdown of the events.
Okay, let's talk about what's coming up this weekend that Skagwegians can participate in. What are the big events happening?
Well, Skagway always goes big for the holidays, and this year is no exception. Starting off on the 25th, Beth over at the pizza station is doing her annual turkey trot. So if folks want to justify eating as much as they want on Thanksgiving Day, they can get out there and do the turkey trot starting at 10:30 in the morning. And they might even win some pies on that one. The nice thing about that is all the proceeds for the turkey trot are going to the Skagway High School class of 2024. So you can get out and get some exercise before eating a whole bunch and help support our school kids.
Is it a 5K like it's been in the past?
It is a 5K. It's walk or run. Registration starts at 10 a.m. Race starts at 10:30. So there is a $10 entry fee. And then first place for the male and female prize is a homemade apple pie.
Woo! Gosh.
So you better get down there.
Yeah, but I'm not very fast because I like too much pie.
Well, you might have to rely on your other friends for your pie needs then if you're going to compete against some of our faster folks in town.
All right. Okay. What else is happening this weekend?
Saturday, November 27th, the library will be doing a holiday toy swap. So people can bring in their gently used toys and swap them out for other toys. It's a wonderful way to both save some money and be a little more environmentally conscious, which I think is something we all need to look at doing these days. It starts at 2 o'clock and it runs to 4 o'clock there at the library. And then also people should be getting out on Saturday because the Skagway Development Corporation once again is sponsoring their Shop Small Saturday. It's a nationwide effort to support small businesses. And boy, after the last couple of years, we really need to be mindful about supporting our small businesses. The Skagway Development Corporation is going to be doing a drawing. You can go to their website and learn more about the particulars of their program. But then also from Thanksgiving through Christmas Eve, the Skagway Chamber of Commerce is sponsoring their Shop in Skagway program as well. And that one, you can enter your name for drawings to win cash prizes. And those prizes are going to be drawn at the Eagles on Christmas Eve during their Christmas program.
Oh, nice. And then anything else of note?
Well, I'd say this weekend, also folks might want to get out and get their holiday decorations up and start putting some lights out because this year, for the second year in a row, Royal Caribbean is sponsoring a holiday and lights decorating competition where both businesses and residents that put up lights and then enter the competition are entered for cash prizes. And then everyone who enters the competition will be put in for a drawing for a cruise for two in the Caribbean for this next coming year.
Oh, really? You can win a cruise by putting up Christmas lights?
You can win a cruise. In fact, the Jensens, Becky and Rod Jensen last year, they won a cruise for their Hawaiian holiday Christmas decorations. So they're going to be taking a cruise here this winter because they decided to brighten up the community a bit.
That is awesome. All right, Wendy, thank you so much.
You bet, Mike. Thank you.
That was a conversation with the Skagway Visitors Department's Wendy Anderson. The Log Cabin Ski Society will also start grooming cross-country ski trails at West Creek on Friday morning, as long as the snow doesn't turn to slush. They also plan to groom trails at Lower Dewey Lake this winter after the ice gets to a safe level.